Today is Friday, August 30th, 2019, and you're listening to Uni News, UNF Spinnaker's podcast about the top news stories of the week, each week, every Friday at 3 p.m. I'm Editor-in-Chief Leona Norman. Today I'm here with Spinnaker's Managing Editor, Heidi Ortiz. Heidi, tell me about your top story of the week.
So basically we're tracking down Hurricane Dorian. It's still a Category 2 as of right now. It's supposed to hit sometime between Sunday and Monday. And as of yesterday, we did get an alert saying that students will not be attending class and all university campus activities will be suspended from Saturday to Tuesday.
Okay, so right now we're tentative through Tuesday. Do we know if there's a possibility that we're going to be closed on Wednesday as well, or are we waiting on that?
We're still waiting on more information, but you can stay up to date at unfspinnaker.com.
Thank you, Heidi. Up next is our sports editor, Drew McDonald. Drew, what's your story of the week?
Top story of the week. So, volleyball season is back.
Yes.
Folks, this weekend it's back. Talked to the coach and two players, you know. They add 8 new players to the squad, so it creates more depth for the team. And they actually have two new players with a team nickname.
A team nickname?
Yeah, they're called the Twin Towers.
Where did this nickname come from and why?
I'll read the article, but I'll talk about it in this episode. But there are two girls who are 6'3 and 6'4, two blockers that just block the ball from the shots to get points. But I guess the two captains, Taryn Griffey and Gabby O'Connell, saw them blocking this crazy shot. And they're like, whoa, they're two tall girls.
And so it deserved a nickname.
It's Twin Towers. So for now, when I do articles, I write the Twin Towers at like 10 blocks combined.
And do they like the nickname? Are they fond of this nickname?
Well, I guess they're inseparable. I've heard like they go to the movies together, they go to public school, they go to Walmart together. Just they're inseparable.
Wow. So they're inseparable on and off the court.
They're sisters from different misters, you know.
That's fantastic. So did you say you got a chance to talk to the coach?
Yeah, Coach Wright. You know, it was the second year on the team. And basically, although they went 11-22 last season, which can be disappointing, you know, they're very encouraged for this season with the new players and just a different approach to this season.
All right. Thanks, Drew.
Yep.
That was Drew McDonald. He's our sports editor here at Spinnaker. I'm now here with Brianna Cataldo. She is our features editor here at Spinnaker. Brianna, can you tell me a little bit about your top story of the week?
So my top story of the week this week was my Euphoria review. It was a no-spoiler review, so I couldn't put too much detail into it, but I tried to note that the title of the show fit in correctly with the entire show itself. It was very euphoric feeling with all of the colors and the lighting that the directors and producers put into the show, especially the makeup. It all helped to combine and make one big Euphoria-feeling show. The characters were perfect. Half of them I had never seen before, besides Zendaya, obviously. But they all did an extremely good job. They were very diverse as well, and I loved that about the show.
So I've been hearing a lot about this show. I know it's been incredibly popular with at least everyone that I've been talking to about it. But as much as I hear about it and as much as I see about it on social media, I still don't know the premise. So can you just walk us through like the basic premise of the show?
Sure. So just from the premiere of it alone, you can see that Zendaya, her main character is named Rue, is the main character of the show. It is basically surrounded by her and a few other main characters' lives throughout high school and how they go about basically going through the same issues we went from high school, but dramatized. Rue especially had struggles with addiction. You can tell that from the premiere as well.
Okay, cool. So it's kind of like a dramatized, more heightened portrayal of a high school experience.
Yes, it's literally like Skins, but with jewels.
Oh, yeah. I have been seeing, tell me about the makeup, because I have been seeing a lot of makeup trends on Twitter following this show with a bunch of really bright, iridescent colors.
Yes, a lot of people have been calling it editorial makeup, but that's been around for a while. It's very bright. Like I said, it goes along with the title of the show. They're very bright yellow, purples, lots of, I think Zendaya at one point even has like glittery tears coming down her face. It's all pretty dramatic. I've never seen anybody wear that makeup at the high school that I went to, but
and I'd assume that heightens the visual experience of watching it. Does it pull you in or kind of turn you away?
No, it definitely pulls you in 100%. It almost makes you want to be there. But you don't, though.
Okay.
Because it's terrible.
So an interesting dichotomy between really attractive visuals and really unattractive sentiment.
Yes, exactly.
Cool. Well, thank you, Bree.
Of course.
That was Brianna Cataldo. She's our features editor. Tune in next Friday at 3 p.m. for another episode of Uni News. Special thanks to our editors Heidi Ortiz, Drew McDonald, and Brianna Cataldo, and our audio engineer Madison Roberts. I'm Liana Norman with Spinnaker News. Have a great weekend, everyone.